Good afternoon. How you doing? 22 minutes to one right here on U105. Hope you're good. It's Carolyn here with you until three. I did promise you that Miss Linda Brands would be stepping in for a chinwag today to tell us what she's at and also to tell us all about Youth Lyrics' new production. And she's just arrived looking fantastic, Miss Linda.
Well, and likewise, darling.
You're looking good. Your hair's gone a bit darker.
It has. Yes, I'm not
you
quite sure.
No, it works.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm just worried that it's not making a statement at the moment.
You're looking good. Tell the listeners that you've got yourself a new job and all.
No, well, I think you're more excited than I am.
I am very excited.
I work in Belfast Metropolitan College now, teaching young journalists journalism courses.
So you're passing
that's
on
good
all
fun.
Your expertise.
Well, some of it anyway. Yeah. Well, it's good fun and it's great to be down with the kids again, you know.
Well, what sort of age group is it?
If they're cheeky to me, I say, don't, I can get that at home. Two teenagers at home.
Yes. Are there mature students there or are they?
We have some mature students. We do the NCTJ course, which has, you know, all ages there, postgraduates. And that's a 1-year journalism topic course. They learn shorthand and law for journalists, public affairs, etc. And then we have others from 16 onwards. You can start your journalism training at 16 onwards, straight out of school and go right up to HND level and then on to university after that if you want. So yeah, it's a really good grinding and very practically based. We have a big studio, we have recording equipment, we have all of that. So it's
did you always want to do that sort of thing, or was it somewhere in the back of your mind?
I think whenever you're a broadcaster, and especially as a female, you know that you're not going to be there, you know, till you're sort of pensionable age. That's just the way, the reality of television. And I'd always thought that maybe sometime, you know, I might go into that, but didn't really kind of have a plan, and then it all kind of happened for me. So there we are. So here
and
we
now
are.
You've got the flair for it. Now you're flying.
Learning
well, congratulations.
Every day. I think it's great to be learning a new skill at my age.
Well, you know what? You look fantastic. So whatever you're doing, keep
lovely.
Doing
Thank
it.
Thank you so much.
You keep doing it. Now, what about Youth Lyric? Because I know obviously you're very much involved with Youth Lyric. Tell us
well,
the crack.
Absolutely. Well, we're back after a great successful year so far at Youth Lyric. We're back again. You know, it's like term time. We start again and we've just had our auditions for a big production next year, which is Magical Mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be...
Now, this is a completely different direction you're going in, because normally, was it the BFG that you did before?
That's right, we did BFG. We did a few Roald Dahls and they were always really, really good. They went down well
with
this.
But this is written by Sheila O'Kane this time.
That's right. Sheila's our director. She has directed the last number of productions. This time she has written this one and is directing it. It's kind of a take on... did you watch Shrek?
Yes.
I loved Shrek. Mm. And you know all where those characters all come to life? Mm. You know, the fox that eats, the wolf that eats grandma and the three little pigs and all the funny wee voice and everything. This is kind of almost like that. It's not Shrek, but it's like little fairy tales. It's about a boy and a girl who are babysitting one night and they're bored. And they are really, they kind of set out to prove that the characters in fairy stories really are good. The characters in the fairy stories are bored, okay?
Right.
So you've got the Wicked Queen, you've got Cinderella, who's a lazy brat. You've got, who else? The Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, she's got an Asbo.
I love the magic mirror.
Oh, who tells that?
The compulsive liar.
He's a liar.
I love that.
We've all got mirrors
absolutely,
like that, haven't we?
Yeah.
They just don't tell the truth. So, you know, all these characters kind of have turned the fairy world
upside
all
down. They were all good guys in the fairy
tales,
but
good guys.
Now they've become bad guys.
That's right. So this boy and girl who are babysitting, it's up to them to kind of turn the things back again and prove to the world that, you know, evil does not overcome. Good always overcomes in the end, and they have to change them back again and stop the nastiness and the evil of that world, because without fairy tales, you know, we don't have a happy ever after.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you know what? That must be brilliant for Sheila O'Kane to have taken that direction, to actually write it now and direct it.
Do you know, if you knew Sheila, she's got a wicked sense of humour.
I know.
And she so gets on with the students. You know, we have them from very tiny upwards, and all the tiny ones will be in there this year.
How
as
many
well.
People would be in this production, do you think?
Oh my gosh, well, I'm not quite sure yet, but the last couple of years we've had maybe 40-50 students on stage
from wee tots right up,
wee tiny ones. I mean, we would take them as young as 4 or 5 years old.
Yes, uh-huh.
And they get a I was going to say walk on part, but it's kind of a run on part. They cause mayhem. That's probably what the mayhem is, a magical mayhem.
Is it too late for people to get involved now? You said you were doing the auditions. Is it too late? Or
we've done the callbacks. It's never too late to join Youth Lyric. You know, we have places going all the time, and you know, the good thing about it is a lot of students use it to get the Duke of Edinburgh Awards. And you can use that as well. Once you get to grade 6 and our Trinity Guildhall, you can use that for UCAS points if you want to go to university.
Mm-hmm.
My son's just done his grade 6 in Rock Guitar.
Oh.
And he can use those points once you get to grade 8, of course, you can teach. But Trinity Guildhall, once you get to grade 6, you can use that for UCAS points, which is around about that 15, 16, 17-year-old level. Mm. So it's never too late to join. And certainly for those older students, you know, we would have certainly good places left. Yeah.
Yeah. OK, so if anyone wanted to get involved, how would they go about that?
Oh, they just go on the Youth Lyric website, yeah. And there's a detail there, an email address for Mrs. Carson, who keeps us all right.
Yeah.
Mrs. Carson has been there for, well, a very long time. I think we'll just leave it at that. Yeah. And she knows all the children by name and all their parents, etc. But Mrs. Carson is the person to contact, yeah. Youth Lyric website.
Why do you think it's important that young people get involved with Youth Lyric? Because I know that you always say that you get loads of confidence. Or so many other things apart from getting the points to take you on. Other things, just development.
It's just personal development, isn't it, really? I mean, and most of the people who come to Youth Lyric or to any theatre school don't necessarily end up on stage, or I don't mean on stage, but in a professional capacity later on. They don't go always because they want to be a star, the next James Nesbitt, who incidentally is our patron. But they go because it's a really good vibe. It's something to do at the weekends. It's good crack. And also it absolutely helps personal development. And you think about our students, our young people these days who have to go and make presentations, who have to go and sell themselves at job interviews. The confidence that kind of gets you, you know, being on a stage and speaking to an audience of hundreds and hundreds of people is invaluable. So it's a really good grinding. And I honestly wish that I had done something like this when I was that age.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think you need the confidence, do you?
I'm going to tell you something. Do you know what I love about the whole idea of putting together a show like this? That not only do you need people who are on the stage, but you need people who actually make the sets. You need designers. So you get all sorts of experience.
Absolutely right. And that's what, you know, where I am now at Belfast Metropolitan College, it's really timely because we bring in students from across about 10 courses there who provide all that. I mean, they're very into this work-based, industry-based experience. So, you know, it's a further education college. And the way I would teach young journalists to use cameras and edit and write scripts and so on, and we have a studio to do all that in the same way we have fashion design students who come and measure up people and provide the costume, you know, design and make the costumes. We have music students who actually play live every night. And from all that, you know, we have architectural students who do the set design, theatre makeup students who would do the hair and the makeup, etc. Event management students run our VIP night. From all that, then they can use that experience towards their FE qualification.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
So it's brilliant. Yeah.
Now, every year you always tell me that there's a great soundtrack. I'm sure that this year is no different. There's always some great tunes that they belt out at these productions. What about this year?
We're still in development stage
that,
unless Sheila, I think, has some ideas. But do you know what? We might well bring you in for a masterclass about that.
I would be very happy to do that. Do you know what? Tickets are on sale right now for Magical Mayhem.
Right now, yeah.
And
you know
what
I was thinking? Make a great Christmas present, wouldn't it?
Would indeed.
Get your Christmas
present. What date is it all happening? It's the 5th of March.
It's on March the...
I did see somewhere the 5th of March.
5th to the 7th of March, I think it is, yeah.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. So the 5th, kicks off on the 5th of March. Check out the Waterfront for tickets, £7 to £10. Go along and enjoy that. Take the family along, shall it? Be great fun.
Absolutely, be terrific, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we can direct people to Youth Lyric website as well.
Youth Lyric website, and that should have the dates on it as well. I'm frantically looking for it. I should know that. But I think 5th to the 7th of March.
Oh, no, here
anyway.
It is. Wednesday the 5th of March to Saturday the 8th of March.
The 8th of March,
so
exactly. We've got a matinee on the Saturday as well, which always, I mean, that one sells out really, really quickly. So if you want to get that one, go online now to the Waterfront and get your tickets.
All right. Are you heading back to work now?
I am. I'm going to have my lunch break.
Okay. Are you going to be at the disco on Saturday night?
I certainly will.
Get those pigtails sorted out. There's a wee tune for you. Get you in the mood.
Thanks.
Linda Brands, thank you very much. Good to see you, darling.
You too.
Have a good weekend.